Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, they're coming in. Our lines are full. We're going to go to your renamings of City Field. I want to really be clear about this. This is not being done in conjunction with the New York Mets. It will be called City Field, they say, for the next 20 years. Citigroup is under contract to pay the Mets $20 million a year for 20 years. But, of course, that deal was struck when Citigroup was hugely profitable before it came calling on Washington for its own $300 billion slice of the bailout pie, too big to fail and all that. So some of that money will apparently be going to advertise on the outside of the stadium in big lettering behind home plate. Maybe you've seen it on the Grand Central Parkway. But the Mets confirmed this week that the deal is still in place. So the whole corporate naming rights thing is kind of gross anyway. But do you really want to pay for tickets now under these circumstances at something called City Field? They could at least rename the thing that covers the infield the Henry Paulson Tarp, couldn't they? That would be appropriate, right? What else? What do you think? Mary in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi.
You got one?
Just as, you know, kind of a joke, but how about Debits Field?
Debits Field. If it's not Ebbets Field, why not Debits Field?
Why not Debits Field? I mean, all our money is going everywhere. It goes to Wall Street. Why not build a ballpark? Why not make cars? Why not help my business, you know?
Mary, you are the first caller, and I don't think anybody is going to beat you in this whole segment. That is great.
I have to confess, I think I read this somewhere, so I've gleaned it from someone else, but it resonated.
Debits Field. Thank you very much. Kathy in Massapequa, you're on WNYC. Hi.
The People's Park. And thank you for saying how gross these corporate namings are for sports fields. It's ridiculous. And what happened to Candlestick Park? Isn't that a beautiful name?
Thank you very much. Robert in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Brian. Listen, this is such a comical event. And now that the taxpayer is the landlord, I think we should rename it Sydney Fields over the comic landlord of Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello. Why are all these things coming back? Did you see, I think it was at the poster of the Daily News today that had a Three Stooges cartoon as kind of an analogy for the three automaker CEOs who are in Washington today. So you're bringing up Abbott and Costello and the old landlord. Who remembers the landlord from Abbott and Costello? Sydney Field. How about Robert in Manhattanville? Hi, Robert.
Hi, Brian, my favorite. Let's rename it RFK Stadium and give me back the Triborough Bridge.
I really like that. I thought I was the only person opposed to renaming the Triborough Bridge, and Robert Kennedy is a true American hero, but couldn't they come up with something? How about the Whitestone and the Throgs Neck, right? Give them both of those bridges. Give them the 59th Street Bridge. That's just only named after 59th Street or the borough of Queens, but the Triborough Bridge is so distinctively New York, isn't it?
It is, and listen, if they're putting tolls on the Queensboro Bridge, yes, let's name it RFK Bridge. Much better.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Evelina in Melville, you're on WNYC.
Hi. If I were going to name it, I would name it after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but my favorite idea would be to have a referendum of the people who live in New York City, and someday we'll be able to afford to go to games there.
Thank you, Evelina. From the comments page, the People's Republic of City Field. Richard in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
What you got?
Joe the Plumber Park.
Why not Joe the Plumber Park? Does it have to be named after a licensed plumber? I guess not. Tom in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yes. How about Shea Stadium?
That's very creative. But now, can you even tell? I don't know. We have a few of these, and it's interesting to me because can you even tell me who Shea was?
No, I couldn't, but I'm just used to it, and they'd save a lot of money on stationery and signs.
Robert Shea was, I believe, a state legislator who, back when that park was created, was instrumental in either getting the park built or getting National League Baseball. He was a lawyer, I'm being told, who was instrumental in what? Getting National League Baseball back to New York after the Giants and the Dodgers left? Yes. Tells Dan Blumberg from our newsroom, expert on all things Mets. So, but okay, you know, a lawyer, you know, Robert Shea. Do we have a lot of sentiment for that 40 years later? I don't know. Andy in Great Neck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Brian. Bill Shea was that famous firm of Shea and Gould. It's no longer in existence.
Bill Shea. I'm sorry, I said Robert Shea. William Shea.
My suggestion, since it's no longer in use in Arizona, is Bob. And Bob stands for Bail Out Ballpark. So we can say now that we're going to the Bob.
I like it. Craig in Oceanside.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Hi.
I fell to the same thing with Shea Stadium, only I propose an alternate spelling of C-H-E-Z.
Oh, how French. Shea Stadium, the Shea that Shea built.
It just felt urbane.
And let's see, who's going to get the last word? We have 10 seconds, and it's going to go to Scott in Riverdale. Scott, what should they call it if not Citi Field?
The Decline and Fall of the American Empire Coliseum.
How much would the lettering cost for that? The Decline and Fall of the American Empire Coliseum. Okay, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for coming up with these names. Hey, we've got some equity now. We had equity anyway in these new ballparks since there are tax dollars in them, right? But a little more now that the taxpayers are bailing out Citigroup for the moment. So even though the Mets aren't thinking of renaming it, you have your rights at least to have this little bit of fun. Thanks for your calls and thanks for your posts. Brian Lehrer at WNYC.